Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show. Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda. Today we have a very special guest. Her name is Lori and she is my mama.
Hello.
Mama came here today to bring me some food after my surgery. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
So I have a few questions. We're going to have a wide expose. Just kidding. Mama's very nervous. But it's not that bad. It's just a conversation.
Okay.
I promise. What were your initial thoughts when I said I was having weight loss surgery?
I was surprised, but I was very pleased that you were doing something to make yourself healthier and feel better about yourself.
What were your biggest concerns?
That you would be going all the way to Mexico by yourself.
So that was my next question, was did you think I was crazy for going to another country?
No, absolutely not, because I know that the expense is much less there, and it just makes sense to do that.
Did you know a lot or any about medical tourism prior?
No.
I didn't either.
You just researched it.
Yeah. And initially, we were like anti-Tijuana because we didn't know only like what you've heard on scary movies about Tijuana. So when I had the weight loss surgery, we went to a different area of the country just because we were unsure of safety in Tijuana, basically.
Right.
But then I got to know more about the medical industry there over this past year, which was basically the same as the place that I had gone already. Did you think that going to another country was like classic Amanda move?
Yes, absolutely. I knew that you would have researched it to no end, and I completely trust your judgment. And although I was nervous when you were gone, I'm ultimately glad that you did it. It worked.
It did. And since my surgery, you've been one of my biggest supporters.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what have you, has your opinion changed at all now that I've had the surgery and was successful with it?
I would certainly recommend it to anyone now. So I think you laid the groundwork.
Ah, thanks. So then we come to the plastic surgery. What were your thoughts when I said I was going to do that?
That also did not really surprise me, because I know that when you lose that amount of weight, you're going to have certain places that are not really looking the same as you expected them to, mm-hmm. or as they used to when you were younger. And so I applauded you there as well.
I appreciate that.
Certainly.
Did you have any concerns about that one?
I think I was a little more concerned that time because there were so many different procedures being done
at
that one time. And I know how hard it is to feel sore, like on the top of your body and on the bottom of your body and everywhere else. And so I was a little more nervous that time. I was also concerned about you getting back to San Diego on your own.
Excuse me, I had a situation in my throat. I was more concerned about it too, because there was so much going on, and because it's more, way more invasive than the weight loss surgery was. Right. And there were, so I didn't tell you this before. I don't think I told you this beforehand, but I have this theory about, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but people tend to die around their birthdays. Did I tell you this theory?
No.
Yeah. So I was somewhat convinced that I wasn't going to make it out of Tijuana because I was having it on my birthday, which Chris said it's usually somebody dies around their birthday, not on their birthday. He's like, so I think you're fine there. But then I'm thinking, okay, but complications happen after surgery.
Yes.
And therefore it's around my birthday.
And I will tell you, that evening, you didn't wake up and didn't wake up. I was thinking exactly the same thing. I was like, it's her birthday. Just let her wake up. So, yeah, I probably felt the same about that.
Apparently, I just kept waking up and asking for food and water. I didn't say anything crazy this time like I did last time. Last time I was asking for the hot doctor, but this time it was...
Probably best not to do that.
This time it was just food and water. Yeah, I was having a hard time coming out of the anesthesia. And even when I was, like, technically out, I was still not, like, completely with it. I think I called Chris at, like... It was 4:30 in the morning there, so it would have been 6:30 here the next day. But yeah, I was convinced I was going to die.
Not a good feeling.
Nope. And then, like, I thought, like, why am I doing this to myself around my birthday when I had this theory about deaths already? So now that it has been a week and thus far no complications or death, what are your thoughts?
I think you're going to make it.
You think I'm going to make it?
Yes.
I don't know. This walking has been a challenge.
When I was pulling around the corner, I said, well, who's that?
That lady.
Old lady.
All hunched over lady. Who's that old lady getting the mail?
Stealing their mail.
So you've joked around about having plastic surgery since I've mentioned it. Is that something that you're really thinking about or no?
No, at this point in the game, I mean, if I'd have done it 20 years ago,
yeah,
maybe one thing, but no.
As soon as I woke up and still, because I'm still in, you know, that first week of recovery, I'm like, nope, I'm not going to get anything else done.
It was a lot.
Yeah. This is not easy. And for some reason, I thought, like, when I had the weight loss surgery, I was back up and at it and feeling normal within, like, 2 days. And I do not feel normal now. But for some reason in my head, that's what it was going to be like. That I'd have the surgery, and then a couple days later, I would be right back at it.
Didn't happen.
Has not happened.
Not yet. It will.
I can't even take a shower by myself.
Well, it'll get better every day.
So when I was going through security, and I was in the wheelchair, I couldn't go through the millimeter scan because I couldn't stand up straight. For some reason, they wouldn't let me go through just the regular Dewey. I don't know why. So the lady was like, well, I'm going to have to take you to the back and pat you down. And she goes, do you want a private room for this? And I said, ma'am, so many people have seen me naked here lately that I don't care what you do to me right here.
You can strip search me.
And then I've got this horrible bra situation on, and she was like, what's going on here? Because she could feel, like, all the little hook things. I was like, it's my bra. And I'm like pulling my shirt down to just show her it's my bra. And she's like, okay, okay.
Please proceed.
She was like, well, did you just have surgery or something? I was like, yeah, I sure did. She was like, oh man, that's amazing. Congratulations. And she was patting me so gingerly.
That's good.
I know. But I can't feel anything anyway. Like everything's numb.
Really?
Yeah. So like you could probably punch me in the stomach. I'd rather you not, but you probably could and I wouldn't feel it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because of the nerves?
Mm-hmm. And my back is all numb too. So like I know I'm sitting back, but I can't feel the chair.
And how long will that last?
I have no idea.
Did anybody mention it?
Well, I knew that that was a thing beforehand because I follow a bunch of groups on Facebook, and so I've been watching everybody's recovery. So I knew that that was a thing, but it's just weird whenever it happens.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have a thing about belly buttons. I think, like, touching them is gives me the heebie-jeebies. And the nurses would be cleaning my belly button, and I'm like, oh, I have the heebie-jeebies, but I can't feel anything that you're doing. So do I really have the heebie-jeebies?
Maybe I don't.
But yeah, it was definitely an experience.
I would say so.
And I appreciate all of your support.
Well, you're very welcome. You always have my support.
I didn't initially feel like, and maybe it was because, you know how Tony is. Tony's my dad. Because he, you know, burst into tears and made a production about it. I didn't initially feel supported, but then, like, I did. Well, I think it was more so like you guys were just shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, we were, but I mean, you have to do what's right for you. And if I were 20 years younger, I'd do it too.
I don't remember. One thing I've really appreciated about growing up was that I don't ever remember you projecting any kind of like body image issues. And that's something that I'm afraid that I'm doing to my children by having these procedures. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you had those issues internally or what, but I appreciated the fact that I never saw that. So it just came to me on my own. Because there's definitely some body image issues going on in my brain, but
I would think most people have that to a degree, and I have had it. I have it. I always have it. But I do what I can do, you know, get on the treadmill. And
I miss my treadmill so much. And we had a discussion about whether or not my streak was still going, because I was like, I'm walking, but I'm not walking specifically for exercise. I'm walking for recovery. So is that the same? Is it different? Is my streak still going? And Chris, of course, is a sweetheart and says, yeah, your streak's still going. But at the same time, I'm thinking, is it? I think I've broken my streak.
If you just took a little break.
Yeah. I mean, I had a 6-month streak going.
That's crazy.
I know. I mean, I am walking for the purpose of walking further every time.
So that's working on it.
And walking, trying to stand up straighter. I don't know. It's something I'm struggling with in my head, whether or not I've broken my streak.
Once you get used to doing that exercise every day, it feels like your day isn't complete.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it.
Yeah. Because I literally walked every day for over 6 months.
I usually give myself one day a week off.
I mean, I don't go nearly as far or as fast as you do, but it was still like my thing that I did and made me feel good about myself.
Exactly. People don't realize how good it makes you feel, literally, to exercise.
Yeah, and there were so many days where I'd be like, if I have to get on that treadmill one more time, but I would do it. Mm-hmm. And I've always said, like, you never regret a workout. Even if you strain yourself or something, you still don't regret a workout. Like, right. It always feels so good afterwards.
It does.
And sometimes it takes a minute to get on there, but yeah. So I miss it.
And when will you be able to do it again?
I have no idea. I can't even, like, hardly walk to the bathroom. Which, that's one of the good things about being home, is that everything is further apart than it was at the recovery house. So, like, if I want to go to the bathroom, I have to walk a good distance to get there,
right.
Which is just better for me. And then I'll be sitting here. Like, earlier, I wanted this notebook, and I was like, how worth it is it to me to walk to the bedroom? It's so far away, and it is so tiring. But I want that notebook, and so I finally got up, walked to the bedroom, got the damn notebook.
And there it is.
Yeah. Which before I'd be like jogging to the bedroom, and now it's like a 10-minute shuffle. Yeah. Or the dryer stopped prematurely, and I was like, oh, God.
I gotta go start the dryer.
It was convinced my sweatshirt was dry, and I knew it wasn't. It was on the auto-sense thing, and it was like 3 minutes later.
It's dry enough.
I was like, I know you're not dry. Now I have to go change the settings. All right, well, that was less than 30 minutes.
Yes.
Hopefully not as bad as you thought it was going to be.
I was a little nervous, but it was just a conversation.
That's what I said, a conversation. I appreciate you being on here with me.
Absolutely.
I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
And thanks for the food.
You're welcome.
Bye, y'all.